Who declares Ebola outbreak in Congo and Uganda a global emergency? Who declares rare Bundibugyo Ebola outbreak in Congo and Uganda a global emergency after 336 cases and 88 deaths? The World Health Organization declared the Ebola outbreak in Congo and Uganda a global health emergency on Sunday. The rare Bundibugyo variant has caused 336 suspected cases and 88 deaths since it began in April. The World Health Organization WHO raised the alarm Sunday, labeling the Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo and Uganda a public health emergency of international concern. The decision comes after the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention confirmed a new Ebola outbreak in Congo's Ituri province on Friday. By Saturday, health officials tallied 336 suspected cases and 88 deaths linked to the rare Bundibugyo virus, a variant of Ebola with no approved treatments or vaccines. All but two of the cases are in Congo, those two occurred in Uganda, marking the first time this strain has been detected there. This is only the third known outbreak of Bundibugyo Ebola in history, the first two also occurred in Uganda in 2007 and 2012. The current outbreak began in April and has spread across multiple health zones in Congo's northeastern Ituri province, where dense forests and porous borders make containment difficult. Health workers report that communities are resisting health measures, with some refusing to report suspected cases or allowing burials to take place safely. The stigma around Ebola is making contact tracing nearly impossible in some areas. Experts warn the lack of approved drugs or vaccines means standard treatments won't work, forcing doctors to rely on supportive care like fluids and fever reducers. #Hashtag why the Bundibugyo strain is so dangerous. The Bundibugyo virus is one of six known Ebola species, but it behaves differently from the more common Zaire strain that caused deadly outbreaks in West Africa and Congo in recent years. Early symptoms, fever, muscle pain, and diarrhea, often mimic malaria or other tropical diseases, delaying diagnosis. The virus kills about 30% to 50% of those infected, though that estimate could rise as the outbreak grows. Unlike Zaire Ebola, Bundibugyo has no licensed therapeutics like MAB-114 or REGN-EB3, which proved effective against other strains. Congo has faced 17 Ebola outbreaks since the virus first emerged there in 1976. But this is the first time Bundibugyo has been involved in a major crisis. The country's health system is already stretched thin by measles, cholera, and conflict in the eastern regions, where armed groups frequently disrupt aid efforts. #Hashtag how this outbreak compares to past Ebola crises. The WHO's declaration follows a pattern seen in previous Ebola emergencies. In 2014, the agency declared a global health emergency for the Zaire strain in West Africa, which infected over 28,000 people and killed more than 11,000. That outbreak exposed gaps in global response, leading to faster vaccine development. This time, the rarity of Bundibugyo means there's almost no research on how to stop it. Uganda, which has experienced multiple Ebola outbreaks, has strong surveillance systems but limited resources to handle a new strain. The two confirmed cases in Uganda, a 5-year-old boy and his grandmother, were quickly isolated, but the fear is that more undetected cases exist across the border. #Hashtag what's being done to stop the spread. WHO and partner groups have sent hundreds.